You're listening to The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. This podcast is designed to give you reflective time to engage yourself around sensitive life topics for the purpose of offering manageable perspectives for your daily journey.
Hey, hey, hey! It's The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. I am Vessel.
And I am Camille Veronica.
And it is Friday. Woo! Friday. It's Friday. Hey.
Okay, now.
How are we doing?
We are well, thank you. How are we?
Excellent. This is a whole week of weekend of Focused on the Vote. So I'll be doing some more good stuff. We talked about that on our last podcast. For those who missed it, go back and get some ideas, some great creative juices flowing for voting, early voting. We know the actual vote is November 3rd, but, you know, we're doing the early voting thing over here, so we don't have no excuses. We're staying ready so we don't have to get ready.
Amen.
What you got going on over there? How are you?
Well, I'm well. This is one of the few warm days that we are having. We've been having a lot of rain and cooler temperatures. So I'm enjoying the front porch with a little bit of the window open to get a little breeze on it. You know, So you may hear some wind chimes in the back. The wind is blowing. It's supposed to rain this afternoon, but I'm just taking in this warm weather for
I'm gonna be taking in some of this non-rain because we've been having days and days of glorious rain. I'll be
perhaps a little purification for
a little wash away. Nothing we can't get, but again, it's Friday and I will be making my way over to the ocean shortly.
Very good. Well, I wanted to, since we have been on a voting thing, and I didn't realize that the topic I wanted to talk about, you know, I can tie in voting as well. It wasn't really my original plan, but then it dawned on me, hey, you know, we can. And I think if I were to title this here podcast, I think I would call it, Why You Lying?
Why You Lying?
You know, and here's how I tie it into the whole voting thing. So many people have been talking about the current president and his ability to lie. And let me just say this for the record. I was so proud of Donald J. Trump yesterday at his presidential debate. He held himself together to the best of his ability. He followed the directions. He didn't answer the questions directly. And he kept spouting things that didn't have no sense, but he said them anyway with all the decorum that he could pull together. I was so proud of him. Somebody took directions and somebody heard somebody say, don't get up there and act like a fool like you did the last time. That wasn't good for you. And he followed them directions. But you know, everybody keeps talking about him lying and spouting off lies or non-facts. And I thought about it. I said, but hold up. You know what? This might be a good time for us all to check ourselves on why are you lying?
Why are you lying? Let me ask you, why did you watch the debate?
Why did I watch?
Yeah.
Yeah, good question. I originally was watching to see if they were going to touch upon any of the foreign policy that we've heard nothing of. And I know that this typically happens. It either leans more towards foreign or it leans more towards domestic. But I was really hoping to hear some foreign policy with the idea that we done heard the commentary on the economy, on the COVID. We've heard all that. So I was thinking maybe we would hear a more rounded thing. The other reason I watched is because my mother had said that she wanted to watch. And in the past, I have pulled together what I like to call my watching parties. And so she was expecting that would happen. And with that comes some snacks. So I kind of had to, because my mother was like, hey, you got the snacks, right? So, yeah. Otherwise, I really had planned on doing something else because I can only handle so much foolishness at any given, but actually, I was not, I joke, but I am true. I was really impressed with President Trump's ability to hold himself together and not have temper tantrums like he did the last time. I mean, I don't know if they gave him his special medicine or if they promised him a toy at the end. I don't know what they did, but little Donnie was well behaved.
We all have had one of them in our classroom. Right? When he came today, whatever you did last night, please do that again.
Do that again
because you're going to get a star today. He got his star yesterday. Okay.
So in that though is the, I mean, you asked the question. So let me stop and say, okay, so why you asked why I watched.
Mm-hmm. Why did I ask why you watch? Well, I should say, why didn't I watch? And I only watch those debates to see if one, like you said, if any new things are going to arise out of them that bring clarity, really clarity for my concern for how I'm going to vote. Mm-hmm. Under these situations, I'm locked in. I mean, there's no convincing. Like, I don't need to be convinced. And most definitely, I don't need to be entertained around foolishness. Like, I think there's so many other things for that I could use my time, my life.
Right.
Well, even if it's just sitting doing nothing, looking out the window, that's my time. Right. You know, I love Tabitha, you know, that's your business. Mm-hmm. I love Tabitha when she says that, because it is. Because that's your business. Right. But don't go around messing up nobody else's, right? Don't go around. So that's why I ask. Because I just am not in a space where I get entertained. And I'm not a TV watcher anyway. Right. So it really didn't beg to differ. I did watch a really great interview on 92Y. Which I've always been a big fan of 92Y Studio. And they put on some really great artists, and they had the Lovecraft Country creators, as well as Journey Smollett on there. And so I watched and paid attention to that. I didn't even know there was going to be debate, because I heard he had pulled out the previous debate. So
yes, he did.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. The other thing for me in watching is, no matter who you are supporting, I think it's very important, and I don't discredit your ability to choose something else, and I applaud you. But for those who did watch, I think it's important to hear even what the candidate you think you're supporting is saying, because you're going to need to check your candidate if elected.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to make sure that what they're saying makes some kind of sense, or if it doesn't, you're prepared to weigh in on that should they get elected.
Yeah.
And so to me, that was the other side of it, because it's easy just to say, well, I don't like so and so, that's why I'm voting for such and such. But then what do they stand for? You know, what are their policies, and what are they saying, even under pressure, what are they saying that you need to be aware of?
Yeah.
Now, good. How does this tie into today's topic? Let me tell you something, y'all. Many of us are lying, and not just because the president of the United States is doing it. Some of y'all were doing it before Donald Trump got into office.
And he just made it popular.
Yeah. Yes. And some of us have been lying first to ourselves, and in such a way that it holds us back from moving forward in a positive way. I like to use this example because it's very simple and nobody gets hurt. Before I started tracking how much water I was drinking a day, I would tell, oh yeah, I drink water all the time. And I did. And I figured I was getting my amounts of water in, until I started tracking it, and I realized I was far under the amount of water that I need to consume daily. But without that little device for me to track, I was going around, y'all, I drink enough water, I get enough in. Now that seems simple. But my point in that is, a lot of times we are saying stuff and we are convinced of it that we don't even recognize that we're really lying to ourselves, and we're not doing what we say we're doing. You say that you get up and you pray every day, and you say that you're investing your money when you know full well you stop. I mean, like, but why lie about it? And sometimes I think we lie because we're just not conscious of it. You know, we think, oh, I ain't eating that much. No, you really are.
The little white lie. Is that what they call those?
Well, I don't know, but you can call it any color you want. It's a lie. And I'm saying, but it's to the detriment of us because it creates bad habits, you know, and
false narratives.
Right. Yeah. And we're doing and we're perpetuating this in a way that you repeat it enough times, you start believing the stuff. Okay. I'm gonna let you have that right there.
You start believing your own lies.
You really do. And
get mad at me when you can't convince me.
Right.
You get mad at me because you can't convince me that it's a lie. That it's the truth. Yeah. Oh, I got to get this because I wrote this yesterday. I think I must have taken it away. Oh, I must have taken it away. Oh, but keep going because I have a response.
Okay. Well,
oh, no, it's right here. It is right here. No, it's not right here. It's in the car. Oh, I took it. Keep going.
Like I was so close to it.
While I was watching, you remember I told you I was watching Journey. And while I was watching Journey and that interview, something came up about the truth, right? So you're talking about the lie and something came up about the truth. And I said, I'm just going to try to paraphrase it, but I said in the chat, you know, the truth is a personal perspective that someone else should be able to find factual understanding in. I'm not going to decide that if it is the truth, right? Because that's your truth, right? And I think that that is something that is very hard because everybody doesn't know where their truth comes from. Your side of the story is where the way your eyes viewed it, the way your body felt it, and it may not be the way I felt it and believed it to be. However, for it to remain a truthful understanding that comes across, it has to have factual understanding. There has to be some factuality, some way to check off, did you or did you not? And that is, I think, that elevates that beyond just you owning the truth and it being something that sits there as relevant, you know, in all aspects.
Right.
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 You can't, I think there it's hard. I'm hard pressed to for you to tell me that the sky is anything but what I look up and see it as, right? Mm-hmm. However, if you're looking from your perspective, if you're looking at it from where you are in Michigan, you might see a grayer sky than my blue sky.
Right.
Right. And so the facts come in when we add some receipts to that. Mm-hmm. So we garner some receipts. And then that brings it into the level of truth that now stands for itself. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm so glad you said that, because this other part of lying is this idea that some of us begin to lie, not only out of fear, and the fear of others not believing us, that our actual truth is sometimes difficult for other people to hear or to imagine or to experience. When a woman talks about sexual harassment,
mm-hmm.
or domestic violence, it's easy then to turn and say, well, what was she wearing? Oh, well, she must have wanted it. Because we've been so conditioned not to believe you at face value. And a lot of us are lying, we think, to protect ourselves from people not receiving us, but we're lying in a way that hurts the next person who's in that space. Mm-hmm. When we don't speak up against systems or against people, against organizations that are wrong, we're lying.
And we're still lying. Right. We are.
And when we try to mask over it, as many of us have done, or just let, you know, just let it pass, or, you know, let it happen. Or, you know, boys will be boys, or, you know, whatever it is. We then carry this unnecessary and heavy, let me say again, heavy burden that is not ours to really carry. And
is it really heavy for that person?
I believe it is. Because
you still believe it.
If I'm covering up what my truth is, I believe it becomes heavy. Because every time I'm confronted with it, every time I have to deal with my truth being hidden, I think it becomes heavier each time. You may try to accept it, but you're lying. You see what I'm saying? You may try to cover it up or smooth, act like it's okay. Oh, it don't really bother me one way or the other. Well, you know, it is. No, you're lying. And I think those lies weigh us down. And this is why we have a hard time liberating ourselves, not even waiting for somebody else to liberate us, liberating ourselves, because the act of lying to me is just another form of shackles. And I believe that a lot of us have, whether it's our relationships, personal, private, you know, public, whatever, I think we're holding a lot of stuff in because there's not been a precedent for people to accept the truth.
Or time for people to offer the time that we've given to the truth. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest lies I think that we always hear that we tell is, how you doing? I'm fine.
I
believe that is the ultimate, if I had to think of the most common lie that I hear all the time. Right. And one that I am so guilty of saying, and I've been a little bit more honest about how I answer that question. And I'm as well as I can ask for, you know. I try to give some extra added, you know, opportunity to not go into the true depths of the answer to that question, because in our minds, we know that it's a in passing question. You really don't honestly, because you're lying that you really want to know. you really lying to me that you really want to know how I'm doing, right? Do you really want to know, right? And even when you do start to hear it, do you lie to yourself to say, okay, I really needed this. I really need to carry this burden for them, right? Do I really? And sometimes you just realize certain people, every time you ask them that question, they go on, and you get mad at those people who really tell you the truth, because you've been lied to so often that now when you finally face someone that every time you ask them how they're doing, they actually give you a answer that is valid to their experience and their circumstance, you get mad. And you know what? And you're bringing up another hot button topic for me that falls equally in line to why I say I get so frustrated with people who say that I'm just doing my job. Because when you say you're just doing your job, are you substituting your job for what is right? People who protect people who they know, people who protect the predator in their family, who they know has been touching and tampering with, or the person who has thieving hands. Like, you know, you should have warned me that I could not leave, you know, my toothbrush, you know, down without knowing that they were going to go in my bathroom and use it. You know, you knew this, right? And so you're right. And those enablers, we've talked about them before. We've talked about them enablers, and they're liars, because they're not standing up for what is true. What is true?
When we look at I think the example you said, like when someone asks, how are you doing? I think this is part of what we have to build into our systems for I don't want to say survival, I'll say longevity, is you know who you can tell how you're really doing. You know who you can tell that to. And those who are just in passing, this is a common ritual, this is the polite way of greeting people, okay. But even then, to let someone know, you know, it's not my best, but it's not my worst. Okay, fine. And even accepting the fact that sometimes you will say something and folks aren't hearing you. I don't know if it's okay, but it is, it's reality. And I think mm-hmm. we have to, again, in terms of how we care for ourselves, is to make sure that we have a core group of people that we can say, when I ask you how you're doing, I actually want to know, how are you doing? And if there's mm-hmm. something that's within my little toolbox of help, then I'm going to give that to you. But you got to have people around you. You got to surround yourself with some folks, even if
with honest right. people, right? With honest people who would say, you and I have done mm-hmm. it multiple times. I mean, I can't even count how many times. We're not going to go there right now. we are very good at that. And I think the reason why we've been able to exercise and walk in that space is because there have been moments when the opposite has been received mm-hmm. and appreciated, right? We just came out of this time of people accepting their sexuality. I guess it's accepting. We talked about that mm-hmm. coming out thing. And the reason why I heard one person say it, this is not, oh, it was that MJ Harris. I watched this guy called MJ Harris. Oh, he's a hoot. He's a hoot and he's a mouth. He got a mouth on him. But he said that women, particularly women, that you want these guys to come out and say who they are, right? You want them to say who they are. But why should they come out of a closet to chaos? He didn't use that word, but what makes them want to come out of this closet and to, you know, criticism and judgmental people? Like, what is it that welcomes them in? So once you and I have had a moment where I've asked, how are you doing? And you give me your direct response, no sugar on top, you know, cherry is at the end of the day, we still survive. And you get that experience, it constantly provides you an opportunity to say, I can give mm-hmm. that moment to them, right? And that's what helps when we start practicing it. I don't think we do it. I don't think we do it a lot because, again, we've had so many brick walls. We've heard so many negative things that unconsciously, again, we're going back to those biases that we talked about months ago. It's one of those mm-hmm. biases, you know, in relationships, you know, we want more sex, but we're so wrapped up in our jobs and in our work that we don't give time to give the benefits to what sex mm-hmm. can offer us, right? It's more than just the behavior practice to satisfy the quench of that moment. It's actually a healthy benefit to it, right? And when we don't do that, we lose out. You're right. I'm going to go back to what you said because I asked you, is it really a burden mm-hmm. for that person? And I think my mind was immediately assuming when I asked that question that burden is something you understand that is a burden, not that it is a burden that you can be burdened down and not realize mm-hmm. you're burdened down. And I believe that now that we just talked through this, I see where it still is a burden. It doesn't go away until you address it and make it, you know, and that's what therapists do. That's what good therapy does. It helps you. Can you stop lying? Can we stop lying?
So.
Okay.
I believe so. I believe.
And doing that means I have to be vulnerable.
Yeah. You have to be vulnerable. I believe you have to be accepting of your own truth. And I think part of the line is because we aren't either knowledgeable of our own truth or we're knowledgeable and we don't want to accept our own truth. You know, and so mm-hmm. I think this step in that is to practice a level of honesty with yourself first. Mm-hmm. And then with that is to work on a level of fearlessness or confidence that
and forgiveness.
You can say your truth and you can be okay.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know that anyone has ever died from telling the truth. You know? Well, I don't mean somebody came.
There has been some people that have been murdered, but like, you believe in Jesus?
Yeah. Right. And I think that may be the extreme, but I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? Like the day-to-day, maybe the same. I feel like if you died for something that you believed in, i.e. Jesus, you know, then that might be a bit, I don't know if that's different or not. I just feel like.
No, I don't think it's that much of a difference in as much as I think you should die to the lying. I think we should gain access to the truth. There is a biblical way of saying that, right? That we die daily. And I think in that concept of understanding that we die daily, meaning that there's a working, I mean, we have dead skin, everything else seems to die away, right? And we rejuvenate. What was the word I text you today? Revival.
I don't know. I put question marks and you didn't answer me. So
I didn't, but because I feel like that is part of this conversation, but we're not going to extend this to an hour, but yeah, that we rejuvenate, right? When you get in that space. So can you stop lying? It does. Mm-hmm. It takes courage. It takes courage. It takes intentionality. It takes you to say, this is the type of person that I want to be with. This is the type of person that I want to be, so that I can be with the type of person that I want to be with. And it takes honesty. If you are that man or that woman who loves to have your feet rubbed and you are afraid because you don't have the most attractive feet, it takes courage to say, I want my feet rubbed. I know I may not have the most beautiful feet, but I like what that does for me.
I'm going to interject here. I think you have to stop before you say why you shouldn't have what you want. You see, if you say, I love my feet being rubbed, full stop right there. The conditions aren't even, that's not even the issue. The fact is, I love my feet rubbed. Now, we can soak your feet and we can exfoliate and we can, you know, rub salve on them and everything. We can even polish your toes if you need them. But that doesn't negate the first part of that statement, which is, I love to have my feet rubbed. And I think that's where we need to stop because we end up putting in extra stuff, qualifiers for why we may or may not deserve our own truth.
And that helps us to keep in with the lie, because that's what we good. Oh man, we layered it. Oh man.
That?
Oh, listen, okay. Listen, Linda. Listen, Linda. Look here. If you are listening to this episode, trust me, I assure you, you are going to. If you want to be released from the lie. If you want to be released from the lie, the shackles, if you want to let those shackles go, if you want to break every chain. Where did that come from? From the belly of But if you do, it is going to take for you to do just what you just said right there, is stop putting in those qualifiers that you have found to be disqualified. Stop feeling like those are so much so what makes you want to have or get or should have. You're already there. Oh, man.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. Can we do it?
You received the word. You got it?
I've received it, and I'm just so excited because it has been, to our listeners, a good minute since our very own Camille Veronica led our discussion. And she did not do it reluctantly, but she did it with so much pizzazz and class that I don't know if I want to come back around. to be leading discussions like the way we've been doing. No, I must admit, this has been very engaging. It has been leveled. And that's right. What conversation is about, right? I think we've been playing on the mm-hmm. I serve the ball. And you just served us a great way of feeding our minds and why we call this the vulnerable space. Wow. You have been listening to the V-Spot, your vulnerable and space to grow. And I'm Camille Veronica. And we're so excited you decided to tune in this Friday, because this Friday you got something all good and great. Have a Thank great you. Weekend.
You've been listening to the V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow with Vessel and Camille Veronica. We appreciate you listening and hope you'll follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You'll find us at the V-Spot Radio. If you want to send us an email, email us at vspotradio@gmail.com. We love to hear from you and we love your feedback. Please let us know of topics that you're interested in hearing from us. Thank you.